Are we on? We're live? Okay, this week's Parshas Emor, there's a lot of interesting things to speak about. The one thing I'd like to speak about, fascinating, really fascinating and interesting. We could learn a little bit more about some very classic ideas that come out, particularly in Chassidus, but we'll see that the source of Chassidus is really the Zoya, which is from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. The Arizal is a very strong connector for us to that very rich heritage, which particularly in these times, because we're about to we're approaching the Zman of Rabbi Shimon. So it's something that I think we could try to learn a little bit and appreciate the depths that's there. So this week's parsha, this week's parsha is Emor. What are we doing about laning? Something, right? Double parshas? What did Ravina say?
Ravina said last year
We're not doing it?
Yeah.
We're not doing it.
This year that we should do the whole first Aliyah.
Yeah, Ravina said
that. We asked him.
To be continued. Rabbi Wiener, to be continued.
Say the first Aliyah is going to be...
First Aliyah is going to be... I'm davening somewhere else. Okay. It's just going to make it easier for me to ask questions. I have like two parshas to choose from, but we'll figure it out. Anyway, this week's parsha for real is Parshas Emor. And Parshas Emor, it speaks about the Lechem Haponim. I want to talk to you about the Lechem Haponim here for a second. It says the following thing. It's a lot about kahuna and these types of things. Lechem Haponim, there was 12 chalois in the Lechem Haponim. There's six on one side and the six on the other side. And Yarechen ofnei Hashem tamid me'eis bnei Yisrael bris olam. And they're exchanged on Shabbos. You move them in and out on Shabbos. This is lechem aponim. It was a fascinating thing. It's one of the miracles that we know happened in the Beis Hamikdash is when you would take them out. So then you would still you see them steaming. Now they were baked a week ago. And you take them out, you could see the steam rising. That was one of the miracles that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. They were able to still see the steam from the Lechem Haponim. So this is in this week's parasha. And the Lechem Haponim is something that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, we also have, you know, a similar idea called Lechem Mishnah. We put on our table two challahs that are symbolic of the man and the lechem mishnah that we had in the midbar, and that's the halacha. The Gemara says, "Amar Abba b'Shabbos chayvan l'mbatzeya al shtei kikaros." We just do two, but in the Beis Hamikdash, Hakadosh Baruch Hu had 12. Now, this is where it comes interesting. What? What?
How's two a remembrance of 12?
So two isn't necessarily a remembrance of 12. Two is a remembrance of the man. We don't necessarily remember the other 12, but the Arizal brings down the Shaar Kavanos to the Arizal. It's brought down that the Arizal's minhag was to pile 12 challahs and to have 12 challahs by every suda. He must have had a lot of guests, I'm assuming, or he had very little challahs. But he made mitzi on 12 challahs. Now, if you ever buy Rebbe Shatish, you'll see, oh, by the way, they have these challahs. I don't know if you ever saw pull-aparts. The pull-apart challahs have 12 little balls in them. Why are they doing that? They're trying to make it easy. They should have 12 challahs. It's like, you know, the user-friendly 12 challahs. You can just have one and then pull it apart. That's what it is, 12 challahs. But there's this idea, when I was a Bachur in Yeshiva, we had a Rebbe Shekind. There was a Rebbe Sheinikol who was in our Yeshiva. And he prabed with 12 challahs every Shabbos. He piled up his challahs and he had 12 challahs. It's brought from the Arizal to have 12 challahs by every Suda. Now, it says the following thing. Used to eat on a table that had four legs, the Arizal, because the Shulchan had four legs. He was very careful about that. And he was makpid, tzorech lizor losim b'chol suda yudbeiz lachomim ala shulchan, vav lachom mitzad yamin, vav lachomim mitzad smol. He had 12, 6 and 6, just like the Shulchan in the Mishkan, in the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash. So the question is, first I want to discuss for a second, it's very fascinating, is this the type of thing we should be doing or not? Should we, like, take on and listen, it's Arizal. That's one of the things that, you know, the Misnagdim, that were the people that were the opposition, said, you know, it's very nice, you have these Kabbalistic wild ideas, but come on, you got to be, just do the regular. These things are not for us. So are they or are they not? So listen to this. The Shulchan Aruch says the following thing. He says the minig of Yud Beis Chalas on Shabbos, Yesh Bo Soid. It's a very secret thing. There's like something very, very lofty. And Me'ach Sheloi Nizkar BeGemara, it's not written anywhere in the Gemara. Al Kain Loi Yaseh Adam Im Loi Shebaki B'Toiv Chochmas Kabbalah. If a person doesn't know what he's doing, don't do it. If you don't know what you're doing, you're messing around with some very, very lofty things. These are things that have siders over here. So you don't know how you're supposed to put the challah, what you're supposed to be thinking about it. It's not brought in the Gemara. Stay away. The Shulchan Aruch. That's big stuff. So the Shulchan Aruch says no. However, the Chida, on the other hand, even though he says, I agree with you when it comes to Shemais. You know, there, sometimes, I don't know if you ever saw these Sidurim, they have these Sidurim with these special names, and they say, stay away from that, because you know what you're doing, so you're really, like, playing with fire. But when it comes to just putting 12 challahs on your table, says the Chida says, look, you put the challahs on the table, if you don't know the thoughts to have, just tell Hashem, listen, Hashem, whatever the thoughts are supposed to be, you know, that's what I'm thinking. You know, like, just like go with it. And the Chida says, no problem. You can put on your 12 challahs. So there's a pretty big machlokes over here of whether or not a person should do this or not. When it comes to kavanas, shemois, these things, stay away, everyone agrees. Because you're really playing with things that you shouldn't be playing with. By the way, you know those Kabbalists, CBGB, you know, ex-Kav drivers that, you know, are taking money from the Americans? So they're playing with fire. Now, there could be that they're playing with things and they could do things, but they don't really know 100% what they're doing. They're messing stuff up, and it might be that they're going to give you like a quick fix, but who knows what's coming down the pike afterwards, because they don't know. They're just interested in taking your money. So even if a guy is able to like use a shame, it doesn't mean that he knows what he's doing and stay away from him. So the Chida, the Shlosh says stay away from doing that stuff. However, listen to this amazing thing. The Heilige Choyzem Lublin. The Chayzim Lublin says, listen, I have a pitaron. I have a solution. Want to hear my solution? He says the following thing. I'm sorry. He says like this. The Chayzim says the following thing. We're going to get to the solution in a second. Not there yet. Sorry. Solution is from Chaim Tzanzer. The Chayzim says the following things. Bechol ir, in every city, tzorech al kolponim echad, hamiyuchad v'achoshiv. You need at least one person. Lahaniach al shulchanoi b'shabbos yud beis chalas. We need to have somebody doing this. This is an important thing to do. So maybe not everyone should do it. At least someone's got to do this. We need someone doing yud beis chalas. Not everyone doing yud beis chalas. So the Shlosh says, if you don't know what you're doing, don't do it. The Chizda says you can do it anyway. And the Chayzim Elvin says, someone's got to do it. And listen to this beautiful remez. The remez is, look in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Bayoim HaShabbos, Bayoim HaShabbos, Yarichenu Lefnei Hashem. On Shabbos. Why do you say twice on Shabbos? On Shabbos. So he brings the following thing. In the Golos today, when we don't have the Shulchan, we still have to do it Bayoim HaShabbos. Bayoim HaShabbos is in the Beis HaMikdash. And then there's another B'yayim HaShabbos, not in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a remez here to this idea of Yud Beis Chalas. So what are we supposed to do? Because we're stuck, because it seems like it's an important thing that we're supposed to have in the Gaul of someone doing Yud Beis Chalas, maybe all of us, maybe none of us, but something we have to try to mekayim this minhag, this idea of the Arizal. So comes along Reb Chaim Tzanzer, and he says the following thing. You ever notice the shape of your challah? Oh, well, let's say at least most challahs. Not your little bokalach, but regular challahs, like homemade challahs. You ever notice that they're braided? And they're like a little bit elongated. They're long. So he says, first of all, it's best to braid them 6 braids. Make 6 braids. The way that you braid a challah is you have these, you like line things up and you roll them, you fold them over. How many of them should you make? He says, make 6 braids. 2 challahs, 6 braids. What do you have? Kind of have 12 challahs. Now look at the shape, says Reb Chaim Tzanzer. What's the shape of the challah? It's like a long... Basically, it's the shape of a letter Vav. So if you would hold your 2 challahs, what's your gematria, Vav and Vav? 12. He says, we're all kind of doing the Arizal. Because it's the letter Vav. So we all have our Yibes Chalas. Now the Arizal like piled actually individual Chalas. We're not doing that, but at least we're somewhere in that zone. So now we do have a little bit of like an issue here in Yeshiva where they do those round Chalas, the Bolkalach. It's a problem, but we'll make sure, Beis Hashem, that we should have two with the two big ones. What?
We'll have 12.
No, we just have the two big ones. That'll be good. Or if you're that hungry. Yeah. Okay, so there's this interesting inyan, and I want to speak about the Lechem Aponim. This is really fascinating. To me, it's very fascinating. What is this idea? What's the importance of Lechem Aponim? So listen to the Gemara Baba Basra. I think this might spike your interest a little bit. The Gemara says, what should a person do if he wants to be rich? What should he do? A skula to be rich. Everyone's going to go out and buy your base chalas. Here goes. Like, let's see. Reb Shaila had Yud Beis Chalas. Fresh Chalas. What should you do at school to be rich? The Gemara says, Haroitze Siyus Aser. What you should do is Yatspin. Yatspin means you should tilt a little bit to the north. When you're davening, right? We daven Mizrach. We're assuming that people are, you're davening Mizrach. So you're davening Mizrach. So you should tilt a little bit to the north. Which way would be north here? This way is north? Because I don't know how miserable we are. Let's assume this way, okay? Tilt a little bit to that side. Actually, the Gemara says the following thing. If you want to be smart, so then you tilt to the south. You want to be north, you tilt to the, you want to be rich, then you tilt to the north. So what do you do? So I daven like this. If you do it like this, right? That's the way you get Shnei Shulchanos. You zoche to both of them. What? Now, why is it that you should face north if you want to be rich? Says the Gemara, because the Shulchan was in the north. And the Shulchan, where there was the Lechem Aponim, is the source of all wealth and affluence, is the Shulchan. The Menorah was in the south. The Menorah is the source of all light and all Chachma. And the Shulchan is the source of all Bracha. So if a person wants to become rich, he has to connect with the Shulchan. So now, if a person on Shabbos, so he arranges his 12 chalas, how, in whatever way he does it, whether he's doing it with the 12 chalas, which is, again, somewhat controversial, or he's just doing it with his regular long chalas, six braided chalas, or his letter vav chalas, so then he's bringing bracha into his home. He's bringing special bracha. The Rashi says the following thing. On the Shulchan, there was a crown. There was a little gold, zer, zahav, savid. There was a little crown, golden crown, going around the Shulchan. Rashi says, you know what that crown represents? It represents the crown, the keser, malchus, the crown of a king. Just like a king wears a crown, so too our Shulchan wears a crown. Now, Malchus is Beis David, that is our Malchus. Our Melech is from David HaMelech. It's called Beis Lechem Yehuda. Beis Lechem Yehuda is the description of Malchus. What a Melech does is a Melech basically is in charge of making sure everyone has food. So if a person is connecting with the Shulchan, what he's doing is he's becoming a Mefarnes. A Mefarnes is someone that supplies, he sustains people, he takes care of people, just like the king is taking care of everyone and making sure that they're financially okay. So too, a person that has the Shulchan and connected to the Shulchan, he gets a little bit of that idea. And the Ramban says the following thing. HaShulchan, this is the Ramban. HaShulchan belechem haponim, boy tachul habracha. The bracha is chal on the Shulchan. Umimenu yavoi hasoiva lekol Yisrael. The soiva, the plentiness, the everything that's going to sustain us comes from the Shulchan upon him. It all comes from the Shulchan. So we understand that a person is trying very hard to connect to the Shulchan upon him. It's It's brought from the Zohar. The Zohar says, the Shulchan the Beis HaMikdash that has lechem upon him is nimshach mazayin lechol ha'olam. The entire world gets sustained from the lechem haponim. The lechem haponim, there are 12 of them, 6 on each side. So the lechem haponim, the Targum Yonasan says, is keneged the Yud Beis Shvatim. 12 chalas, 12 shvatim. And we have on top of the lechem haponim something called the levoina. The levoina is what we are makriv together with the lechem haponim. There's these breads. And then you have there's a certain spice which is called levoina. So if the Yud Beis Shvatim is the lechem aponim, so what's the levoina? So Shvili Pinchas says the levoina is Yaakov Avinu. Now we're getting to very, very deep, very, very mystical ideas. But a little bit, this gives us a little bit of a taste of understanding that what a person can do at a Shabbos table is bring a tremendous amount of bracha to the world. Now, we have spoken about many times about the idea of on Matzah Shabbos saying Ve'yiten Lecha. Ve'yiten Lecha is the tefillah that Yitzchak gave to Yaakov Avinu. And the tefillah of Ve'yiten Lecha, which has 26 letters in it, 26 words, that's all it is 26 words. It brings the bracha of Shabbos into the entire week. So Shabbos is the makor of bracha. The bracha of Shabbos comes from our shtei alechem, our lechem upon him, from washing. So people have an easy time when it comes to the Friday night meal, when it comes to Shabbos day meal. Which is the most important meal? Which is the most important meal on Shabbos? What would you say? Shalosh Shuvos. Shalosh Shuvos is the most important meal. And I'll explain to you why. So why so few people eat Shalosh Shuvos? That's the reason. Because Shalosh Shuvos is on such a high level that there's some people that they can't even connect to Shalosh Shuvos. It doesn't do anything for them. They're not enjoying it. Well, the enjoyment, a lot of it is, that's pure gashmius. Person wants to really get into Shabbos in a spiritual way, and he wants to be able to tap into all of this bracha of Shabbos that happens at Shalosh Shuvos. Shalosh Shuvos, the Suda Friday night is connected to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is amazing, way beyond anything we can ever even think about talking about. Yitzchak Avinu is the Suda of Shabbos. Yitzchak Avinu is also amazing. But who is considered to be the highest, the most elevated of all of the Avos? Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Suda is Shalosh Shuvos. It's called Rava de Rava. It's like the highlight. The Piasetzna calls it the Ne'ila of Shabbos. Yom Kippur is Shabbos Shabbosan, right? Shabbos Shabbosan. So Shabbos also has a Ne'ila, just like Yom Kippur has a Ne'ila. It's an extra meal, right? People don't need to eat Shalosh Shuvos, because, especially during the winter, but you don't need to eat Shalosh Shuvos. You ate already, so you don't need to daven Ne'ila, you davened already, but we're adding an extra thing. That's Shalosh Shuvos. It's not there just because we're hungry. It's there because it's an opportunity for us to make an extra special connection, and that's the Bechina of Yaakov Avinu. And if the Shulchan, the Levoina of the Shulchan, is Keneged Yaakov and all of his children, so I humbly suggest the most important meal for us, the highest level of Shabbos, is Shalosh Shuvos. This is an idea that we have here about the Shulchan. We're going to, Beis Hashem, over the course of the summer, try to speak about more of these Kabbalistic, especially next week. We'll try to speak a little bit about start getting us closer to the whole Chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what Rabbi Shimon, how he brought into the world, and with the light that he has, and what and all of them in Hagim we have interesting customs when it comes to Lag BaOmer. Actually, this sefer that we're quoting from, the Shvili Pinchas, wrote an entire sefer just on Rabbi Shimon, just on Lag BaOmer. It's called Kedai Rabbi Shimon, and we'll continue Beis Hashem in the coming weeks to speak about that and other of these concepts. Thank you for listening.